Thank you, Madam Chair, and I also join my colleague in congratulating you and all colleagues for the hard work intersessionally. And in fact, we need to be even more and more creative on intersessional work if we are going to suffer from resource reduction. I wanted to share with you four important highlights from my activities. Some of them were alluded to. And that is the first one: between 7 and 11 November, I participated in the Faith for Right peer-to-peer learning workshops here in Geneva, where two university diploma on women's rights in the context of faith were launched also in Beirut at the University Saint Joseph in parallel. I also, as Mr. Ori mentioned, was the privilege to participate in the high-level event on 75 years of the UDHR on 12 and 13 November, followed by an expert meeting on the future of human rights, the environment, and climate. In 22nd, 23rd November, we had the first regional meeting that was piloting the CEDAW Knowledge Hub that our colleague had launched years back in the context of Faith for Right activities, again in Rabat, Morocco, together with the National Human Rights Institution, and it was a regional workshop. And last but not least, on 4 and 5 December, I was in London for a Musawa International Advocacy Strategy Workshop, because they are, as you know, part of this campaign of equality in the family, and we needed really to see and project how better can we work together on addressing issues, especially under Article 16 and the issues of reservation. Thank you very much.